to the second. May I look at yours?
December 4th.
Welcome to the December 4th Planning and Community Development Committee meeting. Kathy Holberry, I'm joined by fellow council members Tom McLeod and Deshaun Quinn. We have one item, and it is regarding a grant acceptance. And Nancy Eklund is here to tell us about that.
Yes, thank you. This is phase two, second half, that second fiscal year of a grant that we received, for a total grant of $125,000 that we received from the State Department of Commerce. And this is the second part of that. We need to approve this grant. Basically, this is funding that enables us to essentially pay for the consultant that we have helping us with some of the elements of the plan. The only changes in the paperwork here are that when I first wrote this, it was a draft, but they have since sent us the updated version that we will sign. And you can see where the new information is on the third page of the contract itself, the face sheet. There's a red box around the two pieces of information that they had added. So, and there's also the scope of work. The scope of work for this project, it's the full comp plan, what we're doing to make life easier for us and for them, is focusing on where the funding largely will be spent. So it's mostly on the housing element and the land use element. So it'll make it a little bit simpler as a deliverable. Essentially this is, the request is that this be forwarded for approval of the grant acceptance to the council.
Consent agenda?
Yes. Yes, that's what it says, consent agenda.
Thank you. Council Member Quinn, comments, questions?
Yeah, just really quickly, no questions. I'm comfortable. This is a no-brainer. I also know, as council is starting to get up to speed with what their responsibility is, there's another message of why this is here, is whether it be from Department of Commerce or at the state level, comp plan and help with comp plans, jurisdictions have been pretty clear that they've asked for this kind of help that's coming forward. And so it'd be good to just say, hey, this was designed based on probably previous implementation from the state's comp plan, and feedback that they've been given from jurisdictions about being able to accomplish this effort. And so these are funds that are dedicated to that space. So I just would think it would be good to give context of, you know, why something like this would be considered. And I know we've been saying from jurisdictions very loud and clear, you know, whether we don't have in-house capacity or we need some flexibility. And that's how I read the contract and the scope of work and those pieces. So that would be my only, it's not even a hard suggestion. It's just some background of why we were doing this stuff.
Yeah. We're doing it largely because they have the funds available for us. We have capacity limitations, and so we are going forward with a scramble to get everything done. There's a lot that needs to be done, and it's we're very happy to have the funds for hiring a consultant, sort of move some of this off of our plates a little bit, but there's couple of us that are working on this too, and staff.
There's some economy of scale. There's some pretty technical parts of the analysis here, and so hiring a consultant who's been doing this for eight other cities is a lot more efficient than each city learning how to do it on its own. So it's really helpful to make sure that we're going to hit all the marks that we need to for certification if we have someone with some experience and who's been down this path.
So it might be good to reflect in a minute, just a conversation was had about the advantages of accepting the grant, and then someone who wanted to now can refer to this conversation that we had by going into the video.
Yeah.
So thanks to all of you for that. Oh, Councilmember Tom.
We had a lot of questions and deep dive on the first half of this. So the second half comes along. I don't have any further questions, but I'm supportive of it.
And I too am supportive of this. I think it's good that we had that discussion about the importance of accepting the grant. And we've got that, like I said, recorded now. And so is there consensus from the three of us to move this to the consent agenda next week? Got a head nod? All right. So that's what we'll do. Is there any other items for the agenda? All right. Then we're adjourned.
Kathy. Isn't this the last meeting that you would be committee meeting your chair?
Yes.
So I just wanted to acknowledge your great work as being chair. And then honestly, personally, you are going to be missed, especially in all the work that we've been able to accomplish the last few years in committees such as this. Great year, great job. You'll be missed.
Yeah, this was a power committee. As far as I'm concerned, thank you to the two of you. And
yeah, we got it done.
And yeah, so it's a little bit emotional. So thank you. We're adjourned.